Hello guys and welcome to today's podcast of episode 1. And today we're going to be talking about ghost stories. And I am here with my neighbors Nazmi and Nazril. And an extra person, but she won't be saying anything because she didn't experience anything yet. But it's their sister's and not mine. And today is going to be about ghost stories. And I will be beginning it. So, this happened to me 2 years ago. I was in a chalet in Changi. And there was an abandoned hospital nearby it. So, it was a normal day in the morning. Everybody was celebrating someone's birthday. But I don't know whose birthday was that. It was one of my cousins. So, then, Then, during the night time, everybody didn't feel sleepy. It was like 1 a.m., but everybody was still awake. Like, all my aunties and uncles were all still awake. Then, I didn't feel sleepy at all, too. So my mom just put me to bed. So, luckily, before I slept, I read my prayers. So, I got to sleep peacefully. But what was shocking was, the next day when I woke up, I heard that one of my auntie, she woke up during the dawn. And my grandparents, they were about to go home because I don't know why they want to go home that early. Then when my auntie, when she went out to the living room of the chalet, she saw a pocong at the window. And the pocong was like turning left and right. And it was looking directly at her. It's like bow, but then you bow sideways like that, like this. So then after I heard that, I started crying because I was so scared. Then after we went out of the chalet, we took a picture right in front of like, it's like some kind of a bay where cars can go and like fetch you. So when we took picture there was a shadow of a person, but it was from nobody. It was from like none of our family members that were there. It was like randomly there for no reason. And yeah, that is my story. Any of you want to like continue more stories you want? Okay, that's me.
Okay guys, one time this happened to me, I think about last year, I mean last 2 years. There, I was in one room. We were on a holiday. I went to that room to sleep with my brothers. I woke up and to go to the bathroom. And I woke up and went to the bathroom. My brothers were sleeping on it's not exactly a couch, it's like a bouncy couch. It's a deflatable and inflatable. Then I went to the toilet, I opened the door, I went to the toilet, I peed, I went back to sleep.
What time was it?
1 a.m.
Oh.
After that, my father was still awake eating noodles and he was watching a movie. After that, after a while, he went to sleep and I was asleep too. My mother woke up because my little baby brother was crying. And we heard knocking from the door. Then we opened it. It was what? It was like a servant.
Servant?
Yeah, he said there was too much noise.
Housekeeping?
Yes, housekeeping. There was too much noise because my father opened the TV
too loud.
And he went back down and did his work. And I looked out of the window with my brother, one of my brother. He woke up. After that, there was a car pulled up. There was, like, it looks so scary, the people. They went in the chalet. Then, all of a sudden, there was a knock on our door. My father checked, nobody. After that, we all, like, hide in our blanket because we were scared. We read some prayers and we went back to sleep and everything
went okay.
Yeah, and we left the hotel. Okay, the next day we were all fine and we tried to calm down. Okay, my story is finished.
Okay, that was Nazmi's story. And Nazril, do you want to story? Oh, sorry. One of my neighbors is too shy to talk, but maybe he will gain some braveness on the second episode, maybe. But we are not going to talk about ghost stories on the second episode because I don't know. And yeah.
That will be it for today, guys.
That will be it for today. Boy. Actually, we are missing one person today. That's why it's short, because one of them went out today. And his name is Nazrul. But yeah, that's all for today. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. And we will see you tomorrow. Actually, not tomorrow. Maybe when we are free, then we will make the second episode.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And peace out. Excel.
Yes, stay safe during this COVID period. Bye-bye.
Peace out. We are together because we just needed to make this, but we are not touching each other or anything. So
social distancing right now.
Yeah. And peace out, my man.
Goodbye.